Oh man, the football god's got a sense of humor. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. I didn't want to watch this game. I didn't want to be a part of it. I gave you some big long speech last week about how I'm gonna take my son to his baseball camp because it's just not worth going through these ups and downs with these Dolphins. But let me tell you what the football gods had in store for me. Getting ready to go to the football baseball camp. Get a phone call from the ex-wife. She gets free tickets to the Eagles-Giants game. And she would love to take my son. It's 4 o'clock kickoff. So the baseball is supposed to start at 2 o'clock. That's right about the time she needs to pick him up to head to Philly to watch the game. So, no baseball camp. Done. Easy enough. I can avoid the Dolphins. National television. National television. One of the few games outside of the Thursday night and a Sunday night that this ends up on national television, the Dolphins are playing. So as much as I'm cranky and I want to stay away from everything, it's on in the background. I'm lackluster watching my son halfway through the game. He's jumping up and down for first downs. I've already infected this kid. It's bad. He says, Daddy, you're not wearing your hat. Don't you like your Dolphins hat? So I put the hat on. And through halftime, the kid is here before he leaves to go to the Philly game. By now I'm invested, whether I want to be invested or not. Look, I'll take the shots, man. I'll eat my crow. Yeah, they wear me the fuck out. I don't want to be a Dolphins fan, but they pull me back in over and over again. Skyler's being Skyler. I mean, the defense is playing great against a horrible offense. Garrett Wilson was just eating Xavier's lunch the entire game. Halftime, they leave to go to the game. Still, I leave it on the background. By the third quarter, I'm caring. By the fourth quarter, I'm yelling. It's right back in the same old mess of everything, man. Just horrible. Like, I don't want to be there. I don't want to feel it, but I can't get away from it. 30 plus years, it just grabs you. I mean, like, literally, they would not let me go. Could I have turned it off? Sure. Could I have walked away? Yeah. But I had excuses. I had things to go occupy my time, and they took that shit away from me. So we live and die, and we go down with Jason Sanders right at 50 yards. Any Dolphin fan knows Jason Sanders with a field goal with a 5 in front of it is no longer a fun task. This thing could get interesting. And they win. I'm bitterly spitting everything out watching the Bills in the Patriots game go final. I'm like, yeah, Buffalo's just going to blow us out. My phone rings. My phone rings, and it's the ex. As I pick up, I'm on speaker. I'm on Bluetooth in the car. And she goes, so the Dolphins won? And I go, yeah, somehow they made the playoffs. And I hear an eruption from my back seat. My little guy, 7 years old. Yeah, I told you, Daddy. I told you they'd make it. He's already infected. This is like The Walking Dead. Like, he's been bit. And I can't do anything but just let him walk this path and just be there for him when it crashes. But I find myself getting sucked back in and sucked back in and sucked back in. Is Tua going to play? Dude, 2 weeks ago I'm saying don't ever put this guy on the field again. I kind of still feel that way, but if Tua plays, is there a chance? Maybe. Dude, the Dolphin fandom is just such a horrible, horrible world to live in. But I can't get away from it. I mean, I'm there. And the first playoff since 2016, if we remember, that's Tannehill got hurt, Matt Moore let us in, Pittsburgh embarrassed us in the first round. This one's going to Buffalo, and if Skyler's the quarterback, we're going to be in trouble, because you could tell he was playing nervous, but he didn't make mistakes, so I'd rather the guy play scared and not make mistakes than just free will all over the place and do something that was going to cost us the game, because the Jets' offense is absolutely atrocious. There's no reason they should have scored against us, and they didn't. So McDaniel slides in. This Dolphins team, 3-0, 0-3. 5-0, 0-5. Now 1. But Lord knows what this playoff's going to bring. But yeah, I'm going to tune in next Sunday, and I tuned in this week. So go ahead, kick me in the balls. It's fine. We all knew as I get emotional with the Dolphins and I cast them aside and I do everything else, and I still don't have high hopes, but am I going to watch? I'm going to watch. 100% I'm going to watch. If for nothing else than to be there to catch my son when he falls, because I'm the one who infected him. It's my responsibility now to make sure that he navigates this safely. I guess Finn's up.